High octane heroes. What does that say to you as a reader of romance? If you immediately get a smile and that warm, tingly, sigh feeling, then yeah, you're like me. You're happy. You know you're in for a treat. What would romance be without the hot alpha male, particularly the military man, the man in uniform? Along with that uniform, honor, loyalty, and the undying willingness to protect, what would romance be without him? I don't know, and I don't particularly care to find out. When asked to write a foreword for an anthology devoted to that kind of man, I knew that, yeah, I could do it, but how to put into words how I feel about that kind of hero? The kind of man I write for all of my books? A uniform is just that. Clothing. It's what is underneath that uniform that matters. Whether the outer trappings are an actual uniform with a flag or a badge, or plain street clothes, or even a kilt or grungy tight-fitting jeans, it's the man wearing them, and the heart within him, that is all important to the reader. We're romance readers. We want heart. We want heat. We want a guy who'll go to the wall every single time for his heroine, and also the people important to him. Protect the innocent. Fight the good fight. Go to the wall every damn time. If you like this kind of hero, if he hits every one of your reader buttons, then this is an anthology for you. A collection devoted solely to that kind of man. The super alpha male. Regardless of what, or any, uniform he wears. Ever hear the saying, the clothes make the man? That's total crap. It's the heart that makes the man.